is the Don and Mike Show.
Sally? Hey, darling, how much longer do you figure to be working?
Until we get an idea, honey.
That way we'll be here from 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, Rob had opened his big mouth and saying we'd write a show for Alan Brady while he's on vacation. Look at them all been resting.
You know, you should have let the network run that old movie like they wanted to.
I got it. I got it. An original idea. What's the one thing that's never been done on television?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, shit. What is the one thing that's never been done on television?
Radio.
You want to do radio on television?
Yeah. I say we get a great old radio performer. We can build the whole show around him.
Oh, Rob, most people today couldn't care less about the radio personality.
Sally, I couldn't agree with you more. He's always talking about some radio star that I never heard of.
Oh, come on now. You can't tell me that everybody wouldn't love to see the Mad Russian again, or Arlene Harris, the Chatterbox, remember, or Merton Marge. Or Edwin Karp, the fish man. He'd be great.
Where are you going to find these people?
Well, all we need is a little detective work. We can find them. Come on, you guys. A little faith in old Rob.
Well, what can we lose?
Our jobs.
Hello?
Tammy?
Joey, is that you?
Yeah, who else?
I don't believe this. I was just thinking about you.
Really?
I just heard our song on the radio.
Radio, radio. What would life be?
How about a movie tonight?
Great. Which one?
Well, I was thinking about the drive-in.
Joey.
I got Dad's convertible.
I think it's going to rain.
No way. The radio said no rain tonight.
What would life be without it?
Joey.
Yeah?
I think I felt a drop of rain.
Oh, come on. The radio said... The radio said...
Look, it's raining. Can you put the top up?
It's broke.
What do you mean, broke?
Well, you know, the radio said no rain, so I thought...
You thought? I'm getting soaked, and I want to go home.
Come on, Tammy. What's a little rain? It's just water.
Take me home now.
Get nude, squat, and cough.
Right.
For Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And welcome to the Best of Don and Mike right here on 106.7 WJFK, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 o'clock. And you do want to listen live at 3. I'll tell you why. Lots of great prizes as we get closer to the holidays. So, hey, I'm your host, Artinger here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you on this gray, cold, nasty Monday afternoon. But, hey, stay inside, keep warm by your little radio, and listen to your radio friends, Don and Mike, coming up at 3. Now let's get into the Best of Don and Mike. You know, up until some point, Don never had an idea that there was an unwritten rule about talking to Don and Mike. And we'll find out more about it. It's the Best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Lady who works here, Shondell, turned 40 over the weekend.
Yes.
Lordy, Lordy, Shondell is turning 40. Let's celebrate.
A great-looking 40.
Mm-hmm. That's what the invitation says. So I talked about this last week, that I was glad that Buzz was going, that Buzz and Marsha were going, because generally speaking, I'm wired. I don't socialize well with hardly anybody, much less strangers.
Mm-hmm.
So I was glad to have somebody else there,
right.
You know, because and
you're good. You're good in small groups. You like small groups of friends.
Yes.
You enjoy that, correct?
Yeah, sure. But when I get somewhere new, where you know, and then I'm trust me, I am definitely going somewhere with this. I'm not like I am on the radio. Okay,
right, exactly.
So
very shy. Actually,
you
hate it.
You would think that people who work around here would know that, but anyway, so we're at this thing. We go to this thing, and Buzz is there, and Marsh is there, and as it turns out, quite a few people from work are there, and it's nice enough, and we're just kind of muddling through this, and I'm
big group. Large group?
About 50 people.
Yeah.
About 50 people in a town hall where they had a nice reception for Shondell. And all at once...
Town hall?
It was really at
like
a...
Bedford Falls?
A town hall.
Very much like that.
Yeah. It was at a town hall.
Uh-huh.
It really was.
Really?
Birthday party was.
Yeah, well, all right.
So, Mike, right out front it said,
Town hall.
It was the town
kind
hall.
Kind of an old colonial, ye old.
Columns
rustic,
and everything, yes.
It was, but it was right across the street from a strip mall shopping center.
Okay.
So it wasn't like ye old with E.
All right.
Ye old.
Okay. I'm just checking.
So it's city hall. Or to town center, whatever
right,
it
town
is.
Town hall. Mm-hmm.
Town hall. Thank you, Buzz. I'm standing there minding my own business.
They serve booze?
They had
most important question I ever asked.
Well, and this will also be relevant. They had beer, a keg, mm-hmm. kegs of beer, and wine.
Wine, okay. Mm-hmm. Beer, well, that's all you need.
Beer and wine. So, you know, I'm just having Diet Cokes because, you know, beer's not my bag,
they
baby.
They had soda also.
They had soda. So here's the
deal. You didn't have anything to drink at all?
No.
Well, where the hell's the fun in that?
Well, Mike, you know, not my party. You know, a lot of people can get off on beer and wine.
Yeah.
I need the harder stuff.
Yeah, me too.
I need the clear stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, everybody's having a good time, and I'm having a good time, mm-hmm. and I won't tell you about some of the intimate moments that I had with people that work here, except one. And the woman's name is Teresa.
Ah, she's, Teresa!
She's a sales lady. Mm-hmm. Now, I'll preface this by saying that this radio station has about, I don't know, 15, 20, 25 salespeople.
Probably more than that.
You know, depending on what time of the year it is.
Or the day.
And they troll them out here, in and out, you know, like food going through your system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if one of them manages to stick more than 6 months, it's pretty much amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much what they all do is they all work here for a while, then they either get fired or they quit, and they leave and go somewhere else, and then they end up coming back.
They
here.
Come back because they realize this was a good place to be, right?
Yeah, and sometimes, well, and they...
Because of this show.
They showed this at Shondell's birthday party. They had, like, a PowerPoint thing on the wall where they had pictures of young Shondell and, mm-hmm. and Shondell growing up, and then her career, mm-hmm. which showed that she would, you know, work to WJFK, then would go somewhere else, and then a little arrow would come back to WJFK, and then would go to somewhere else. It would come back to WJFK.
She's been here twice, right?
Yeah. Three times.
Three times?
Three times.
Wow.
Three times. So, you know, all these people are there, and it's nice. But then this lady, Teresa, one of the salespeople, who, frankly, I don't know that well.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's on me, but I don't go out of my way with anybody, salespeople or anybody. Like I'm saying here, I just pretty much come in, we do the show, and then I go home. That's it. I meet with Alan if we got to meet with Alan. But basically, if you see me, I will make eye contact with you. I'll say, hi, how you doing? You know, even if I don't mean it, I'm like that.
Right.
Like most people are.
Right.
And I don't know this woman. She's another one of the many salespeople here that every once in a while I'll see, but I've never actually...
Right.
Beyond hi,
mm-hmm.
which I think I've said to her on occasion, I've never had any conversation with her.
Sure.
So she comes up to me, Buzz is a witness to
yes,
this.
Yes, I was there.
She says, now maybe it's the beer talking.
Oh.
But I am talking to you, Don. And I looked at her and I said, I see that. She said, ah, I am talking to you. And I said, and? She said, ha ha ha.
What, Mike?
No, I was just. A general hello.
I was actually just, I was really, I'm just listening. Let me join this. Go ahead.
Okay, well, she says, I'm talking to you because it's not allowed. And I said, says who? She said, really? It's not allowed. We're not allowed to talk to you. We're not allowed to look at you. We're not allowed to make eye contact with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, hey, Teresa, listen, you're embarrassing me. That this really isn't true. Not to mention the fact that you're saying this to me now in front of all these people. I mean, Buzz is there. My wife's standing there next to me. I said,
right.
Please tell Teresa, you know, I don't have any kind of a rule, you know. If anything, we've made fun of like movie stars that have this thing happen.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, look at me or talk to me.
I'd like to know who implemented that rule and where that rule comes from.
Somebody must have, because she's not the first person we've heard it from.
I said,
is it just him or is it both of us?
Both of you.
That's BS.
I said to her,
the rule just applies to Don.
I said,
thanks for clarifying.
That's right.
Yeah. So I said to her, listen, I gave her the whole speech. I said, I'm really shy, and my wife will tell you this. My wife's standing next to me during this whole thing, saying, I'm really quite shy, and the people that I know here, like Shondell and Madonna and the other people that I know well, you'll find that I socialize with. It's just I'm shy, and you know, sometimes that comes off as aloof. And she would not. She was like an animal just pouncing, saying, but I'm talking to you, and I'm not allowed to. And I just want to say, I'm a rule breaker. And I'm talking to you.
She's a rebel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and meanwhile, by this point, really, I said to her, I'm getting embarrassed now.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Teresa, please, you gotta stop this. I'm really, because everybody in this little town hall now is turning to look at this.
Right. And so she's being loud?
She's being very loud. So what I'm doing is, I'm actually turning with my hand like over my face going, Jesus, I am really embarrassed.
You were visibly embarrassed.
I said, please, stop. I don't have any. Look me in the eye. I got no problem. She said, that's the rule. That's the rule. Nobody talks to you.
I don't think she likes us.
No, I don't think that's true.
You know?
No, just the opposite.
But if she likes us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, maybe she's behaving that way because she does think there's a rule.
But she and apparently other salespeople in the building have been told not to talk with you guys.
By whom?
I don't know who the...
Get to the bottom of this.
Whoever's the boss of the salespeople, I guess.
Yes, we must. We must get to the
bottom. I want to find out today. I want to know if, A, there is a rule like that. I'm saying in letters a lot. And, B, who it came from.
Good question.
Because I'm telling you, you want to make for an awkward moment.
Oh, I can imagine at a party.
And we were standing right by the food and the drink, and she was loud and
a certain percentage of that, I'm sure, was the beer talking, you know. But
you're saying that what she said is based on fact.
Well, it's she's not the first salesperson I've heard this from.
Well, see, and since I don't talk to the salespeople, I wouldn't.
How would we get to the bottom of this?
Start asking salespeople where they heard it, I guess.
I mean, when it's a rule is like, are you going to let it go? Or
No. Here's what I'm thinking. And I asked, and as a matter of fact, Shondell, whose birthday it was, you know, came over at one point, and I pulled her into this, because I was desperately trying to get out of this embarrassing situation with this woman who works here and is a salesperson, but I don't really know, and it's not that I've singled her out, that I don't know her. It's just I come in and I do the show. I mean, that's it. If you're around, come up and say hello.
Hi to everybody every day.
I don't give an S. I really don't give an S.
I'm not real thrilled with it if that's the rule, though.
So I said to Shondell, I said, wow, did you see that thing with the Teresa? She said, yeah. And, I said, and then somebody else said to Shondell, well, then how come is it that Shondell is a salesperson, yet she's allowed to look, you know, to look us in the eye, and if it was me that it was being used as the example, how come Shondell can look you in the eye and can talk to you and get away with it? And then Shondell said, well, I don't know, I guess I was grandfathered in.
Oh, no!
Because I worked with you guys at the other station.
Oh, God.
There's the grandfather clause. Yeah, apparently.
Well, hold on. Are we being serious here?
That's why I swear to God I'm using
there's
buzzes.
The grandfather clause.
I'm using buzzes. My witness, Buzz heard all this.
And there are a few rebel salespeople who apparently ignore the rule, who don't care about the rule and talk to you guys anyway.
Wait, is this just talk? Is this like social talk or pitching an idea or something like that? I know there's this chain of command. If they want us to do something, they have to go through our producer.
Way that Teresa.
This is like social talk?
The way that Teresa said it to me, her original, just. I mean, finger pointing.
But I mean, she's off the hook if it's all legit.
She said, I am not allowed to talk to you. I am not allowed to look you in the eye. And look at, I'm doing it.
Oh, God.
You know, I was sitting there like.
Could this be a line one thing?
And now you see what a thrill it is. Mm-hmm. You know, come on, honey. Give it up.
I'd heard jokes. I thought that was always a joke.
And Don was so personally embarrassed by this that eventually he just had to say, I'm very embarrassed. You'll have to excuse me. And he walked away from the, finally.
Really? Because it went on.
Well, I'd be embarrassed too, especially if it was loud.
It went on and on. And she wouldn't.
But obviously.
She was like a dog with a chew toy.
If this was the rule, it would bother me if I was a salesperson with a radio station.
Hold on, think about this, though. What does she think? Does she think I'm full of S? If there was a rule.
Well, if there's a rule about us, shouldn't we know about it?
Here's what I'm saying, Mike. If there was a rule that we had endorsed, and she came over and said something, I'd say, hey, don't forget about that rule, baby.
Right.
But when she comes over and says this, and then I look her in the eye, and I say, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no rule.
Right.
And then she won't let it go.
Obviously, it's a rule that somebody passed along.
But if the rule is, how ridiculous is this? If the rule is about us, or in this case, because you weren't with me,
right.
And I'm saying to her, there is no rule.
It's funny is what
then,
it is.
Then
yeah.
Why doesn't she just let it go? And then I find out.
Well, that was the beer, I think, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, that's why she kept repeating
it. You know what? And I really thought she didn't like us. I know Teresa.
Uh-uh.
And I thought she just had a problem with us.
No. No, I think Teresa likes
everybody.
If that's
the rule, and if somebody gave me that rule, and that was all pent up inside of me, it kind of explains the way she been behaving.
And perhaps others.
What a great rule to have, though, if you had it. And, you know, and we're going
to
call our agent immediately.
I'd like to find out. Yeah, add it to our contract, sure.
And ask for it.
And maybe you can get other rules.
But no, we don't.
Anything you want.
That is like, you know, getting this the certain M&Ms taken out of a bowl of M&Ms. Diva crap.
Anyway, I thought you'd find it interesting.
John, I am upset, and I want to get to the bottom of it.
It was a big, big, big...
No, and, you know, no one's coming in. No one's volunteering. No. Nobody's giving any input.
No.
This is bad. This is very, very bad.
I'm not even to the drinking and the dildos yet.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a party.
And Buzz, who has a new nickname now, his name is MapQuest.
Really?
Yeah, I got so much more to tell you, other than our reputations just being walked all over. Now, listen, speaking of walking,
well, you know,
we are going to walk now. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll most likely leave the studio. And as we do every day, we will walk past Colette, the receptionist.
Mm-hmm. I'll be outside, out in front of the building.
Sure.
And
anybody wants to come out and say hi, they can't. Well, you know, honestly, though, we have a pretty good group out there. Don't force it.
Yeah, natural.
I just want to say, keep enforcing whatever rule it is you've been enforcing. Just keep enforcing.
Do you have a theory now on who it might be where this has come from? I mean, if you were to guess.
Well, I heard two names. I heard two names already.
Give me. There is no reason to keep this under wraps.
Well, the two names that I heard were Alan, line one,
mm-hmm.
and... I'd like to call
Charlie Broyhill's coming in. Oh, finally, Charlie, somebody give us a little.
Good.
Charlie knows everything that goes on around here.
What's the other name?
Jeff Hedges.
Well, I heard another name whose initial begins with Julie as well. So it could be her.
Julie Fulman is telling people that?
I think so. But Teresa has told me.
Julie's here. Julie's here today. I saw Julie when we walked in.
Teresa
looked her in the eye and said hello.
Teresa's not here?
She's not here today.
She's not here today.
No.
Well, maybe she's hungover.
Too bad.
Could be.
Yeah, and I saw Julie. Well, we saw Julie at the same time when we walked through.
Julie says hello.
Through the double doors.
Julie's
today.
Management. Is it different for management?
Shouldn't be.
What?
You're aware of this rule?
Teresa had mentioned it to me before. And I said,
you didn't buy it, right?
No, I said, there's no such rule. There's the signal, but there's no rule.
What's the signal?
That's
waving your fingers.
When we're at a party when you need help.
Right.
That's from
Larry Sanders.
Yeah, that's a joke. We don't really do that. I really just do, like, signs.
Don't you think you and I do a decent enough job making people think we're a-holes, where we don't need a little extra leg up?
Mike, I don't think so. Apparently what the staff is telling us here is that, damn it, they still like us, mm-hmm. and they think that there's still room for us to improve somehow on being a-holes, and being as we're not going out of our way to do it,
they'll
put
help a few rules that'll make us really look like a-holes.
They're going to help us. Okay, so
I chalk this up to a misinterpretation of the chain of command that Mike mentioned before. If you've got business, there are channels you're supposed to go through, and I think that rule has become misinterpreted that you can't even say hi.
I think you're being kind. I think this sounds like a different rule that maybe
I'd
don't
like
talk to them.
Let's find out.
You know, as he said, as someone who spends 100% of my time with me,
right,
and I do spend every second of every day with me, it's no great treat. It's nothing that, trust, it's nothing you need to have a rule for. I'm not
the
that
people
great.
Can't talk to you?
Yeah, you're not missing anything. I mean, if you want to, go ahead, I'll talk to you. What the hell? But I'm frankly not that, you know what I mean?
Well, you don't like that.
It's not that I don't like it, it's that what do I bring to the conversation?
Well, ours? We have festive.
Well, no, you and I, this is different. We're talking about in real life now.
Right. Strangers?
Yeah.
See, which I'm most of the salespeople are.
Right.
Strangers.
Right.
It's not the way.
All of them.
Wait a minute.
Dead men walking.
Hold on a second. It's different. You know, this is going to stop, and I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
Good.
Because I'll tell you why. Because when we used to work at the other place.
Good. Well, you do it, because I don't want to talk to these people.
Way back when we worked at the other place.
Hueva.
It was great. You got to know. And you know what? We're missing out on material here. We don't know the quirks and some of the weirdisms of some of these new people. They might be borderline psychotics, like some of the great salespeople we've had before.
Like Teresa. Tiny Teresa, she will be known on this show.
I thought Teresa didn't like you and didn't like me. And now, if there was this rule and she was adhering to it.
How would a guy on the phone know this? He says it was in a memo.
I hate to go back to the past, so I know you don't like it.
That's all right, Mike.
I, I remember something a couple months ago where you had Tim McWilliams in the studio, and it was some memo about disturbing on-air talent.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No, but listen, hold on.
No, that's right. That's what Tim was bitching about.
But here's the thing. Or maybe he was.
That's probably where it came from, and we didn't know anything about it.
And Tim told me at the time that he had been told that salespeople were a lower class around here than on-air people.
You know what? A lot of S is starting to really make sense.
Yeah. Well, I don't get it. I still don't get it. I remember that day that we read the memo from Tim, or the email from Tim, that he was mad.
You know what? Right. Really? I'm sorry. And this is pissing me off now that I'm thinking about
Rightly
it.
So.
Because the fact is...
Hello, John.
It used to be a lot more fun. Mm-hmm.
John.
I remember when you had all the sales guys coming in, and I thought it was Ken Stevens didn't want anybody coming into the studio.
Yeah, but see, what we're not talking about salespeople coming into the studio. This broad's coming up to me at a party and saying, in real time, in real life, not on the radio, that she's not allowed.
I'm going back into the cubicles back there. I'm going to stand on a desk and make an announcement.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Do I have your blessing to do that?
No, not yet.
Come on.
I'm not sure if I want
Come
to comment.
Come on.
You comment only on your own.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You're 50%.
I know you're connected. You are connected.
I don't know.
I'm going to say they can talk to either one of us.
Okay.
Isn't it good? We have gotten material out of this over the years.
No. Before you do that, see, what you're doing is like you're accepting some kind of blame. They should know. Hey, listen, they have friggin' radios. We're on in this building. They hear us saying this. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have to go around to Pied Piper and say you can speak to us, but if you'd like to investigate to see where the memo, the rule came from. Now, why are you rolling your eyes now?
I'm not sure I want to put the effort forward.
That's
because really, at the end of the day, it's still, what it is. And there are a lot of new people there, but, it's the way it always shakes out is the new people have their little quirks and their little deals, and we get to know them. And we used to know every single salesperson that works in the building. At Weva, we knew everybody that worked there.
Here's the thing. That was back
in the day. We didn't like them all, but we knew them all.
That was back in the day before it was what it is now, which is big business. When you would have 10 people that would sell the radio station and sell your show, and those 10 people would stay there for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Now they're coming in and out like Jennifer Lopez and her fiancés. They're fast. All the time, fast. Come on, don't let this get you down now.
It's not getting me down, but if it's even remotely true,
come on,
it is slightly disturbing.
I only bring it to your attention.
It makes us seem like, oh, don't talk to us.
Yeah, but...
God almighty.
Come on, it's funny. Why not mention
it? It is funny.
Why not mention it on the radio?
So you know what the deal is here. He wants the rule to stay in place.
Be careful what you wish for.
No, I really don't. I really don't, because I'm telling you...
You sound like it.
No, I'm telling you. What you're hearing talk now is the not the booze. It is the embarrassment that I felt on Saturday night.
Okay, right. I probably feel. I would want to low key the whole situation.
But it's like I've walked in, I've met Shondell's mother and father, and all these other people. I've chatted with them, and all of a sudden, with all of them within plain sight, boom! I'm not allowed to talk to you. There's a rule. Don't make eye contact.
Right. And look what... And if that rule was implemented, look what it made happen. It made that happen at a party. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it's not like I'm even mad at anybody making the rule. But whoever made the rule, if they think we wanted it, that's ridiculous.
What a funny place. What a funny place.
It is really...
I would like that rule with Alan Linewand and Michael Hughes.
Everybody else is free?
Yeah. But I'd love that with Alan and Michael, the guys who were the management here.
Right.
Love that. Really. No looking, no talking.
I swear to God, though, it's making sense to me now.
What is?
The whole deal. I was thinking that it's just not the way it used to be, that these people just behave differently.
Well, listen, hold on. And we got to do a break here. But I just want to say, with no offense to these people who may become future friends.
maybe.
Really, well, based on what I'm going to say, Rob, how stupid are you? Really, if somebody said to me, oh, listen, here you're working here, but do not make eye contact with this person or do not speak to this person. Even if I was working somewhere, if I'm working on the David Letterman show or Saturday Night Live, and they say, and I'm just a peon intern, and they say, listen, whatever you do, don't look Will Ferrell in the eye or don't. I would, if I saw him coming down the hall, I'd look him in the eye.
Hey, A-hole.
Brian,
how you doing?
Right, listen to this. This is from Larry Sanders.
Marty, I'd like you to meet Brian. He's substituting for Darlene while she's on vacation.
Oh, welcome to our little family, Brian. Little tip, don't speak to Larry unless he speaks to you. Have fun, my boy. Nice suit.
Like that.
See, but that's a TV show, though.
Right.
This is real. Okay, we're gonna break.
Williams just went down the hallway. I don't know what he didn't want to look in here.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Hideout.
Damn it, I want to run. I'm charming. I'm fun to look at. I got imbeciles around me, too.
Weeknights after Ron and Fez on Redskins Radio, 106.7 WJFK.
Want to see the Redskins play at FedEx Field this week? Well, thanks to Independence Air, you can enter to win two of the best seats in the house. They've installed comfy leather seats in front row at midfield. Visit FlyEye.com to enter. No purchase necessary. Must be 21 or older to enter. Void where prohibited. Other restrictions apply. See FlyEye.com for official rules.
Hello, fine people of the world. It's me again, letting you know why I, the Verizon Super Pages, and the creme de la creme of the Yellow Pages business. For those of you who don't have my savoir faire and panache, that means the Verizon Super Pages is better. You see, the Verizon Super Pages is the only Yellow Pages that's with you wherever you go. The Super Pages is on the internet. The Super Pages can be downloaded to your cell phone. Other books just sit at home in a dusty drawer, weeping like a little girl who just ate too much Halloween candy. That's right, you other books. You heard me. I can say anything I want about you because you're stuck at home and cannot catch me. I not only can leave the drawer, I can leave the house. Yes, indeed. You other phone books, you cannot. You are pitiful. You are slow-witted. You are an embarrassment to the color yellow. You could not even hit a hanging curveball on a 3-0 count. I, on the other hand, am wily.
Online, on your cell, in the book. The Verizon Super Pages. Wherever you are, there it is.
Verizon.
New gift cards at Wawa make the holidays a little better. Only Wawa carries gift cards from a variety of stores like Wawa, Home Depot, Blockbuster, and many others to make the holiday hassles seem like less of a, well, hassle. With new gift cards from Wawa, you're not just stuffing someone's stocking, you're stuffing their wallet. With gift cards from Wawa, you're not on the naughty list, you're on the nice one. Just what I wanted becomes a familiar ring in the ears. And batteries do not need to be included. With gift cards at Wawa, you spend less time in line and more time with loved ones. And last-minute shopping is done in lightning-fast time. Giving a gift card you get from Wawa just makes the season seem a little, I don't know, simpler.